K State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project podcast coming at you right now. Daily postcast, another postcast. Eddie Greer, Purple Project podcast, all things K State on this Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. K State wants basketball redemption has upon us, folks. Of course, I don't know why these games got to go in extra frames, but it did again last night for. Once again, for the second time in the last three games, a K-State women's basketball game went into overtime, and this time, the home team wins it. K-State, Ayoka Lee, honored before the game last night, double-double, just like Iowa State the week prior in overtime, but with that game went into double overtime. This one, you knew it was going to be a good game. Between two ranked opponents in the top 25, West Virginia came in this game ranked 22nd in the country. And K-State pulled away from West Virginia late in overtime, 73-64. And K-State now 23rd win of the 2024 campaign, which is now tied for the most in the Jeff Mitty era and the most by the Wildcats going all the way back to 2016-17 season there as well with a 12th victory in conference play. K-State has secured a program's most league wins since 2007-08 with 13. This is the sixth time in K-State women's basketball history in which the Wildcats have won 12 or more conference games in a season. And of course, K-State collected its fifth win this season over a top 25 opponent. Again, I mentioned it on yesterday's episode, so if you missed out on that, which was a postcast of baseball, please check it out. And I understand, and before I continue on with K-State women's basketball's big win last night in overtime, yeah, I know I've been recording postcasts. I mean, that's okay, even the fact, but hey, it is still content. Also on that, I believe I did talk about women's basketball yesterday, along with baseball, the 3-run loss to Arizona State on a diamond Tuesday night. So all that's there for you. And then, of course, there's some other K-State content there as well. I'm hopeful to get Alex on. We'll see. I'm waiting on the big money to get the bonus pod up and running. So while that's going on, I have to do what I can do. On the main channel. So I know I've been doing a lot of postcasts, but hey, that's okay. We do things a little bit differently, at least for right now. We got to roll with the punches here on this podcast anyways. But anyways, going back to K-State women's basketball resume, the Wildcats are one of the 8 teams in the nation with 5 or more wins against AP-ranked opponents with its 5th win. Wildcats now are tied with the second most ranked wins in a single season in program history. The 5 ranked wins are the most since 2003 when they secured 5 there as well. Ayoka Lee last night was on something last night. a game high 34 points. She went off in the second half. She took over this game. 28 of them of those 34. That's over 3/4 of our points total in the second half of this game, including overtime. My goodness. 11 rebounds, 12 of 17 shooting from the field, 2 blocks, a steal. In her first home game, remember, she's been out since, well, she came back against Iowa State a week and a half ago, right? And she played against UCF, okay? So this is her first game home game back. Since the injury, you got to go back to the 13th of January, okay? This is the 3rd game this season, which in the 14th of her K-State career with 30 or more points. This was her 56th career double-double in her K-State career. And now she's building her own legacy here at K-State. Incredible stuff there as well. On the flip side of the coin, J.J. Quitterly for West Virginia had 23 points and 5 steals in this game. And remember, K-State, well, actually not remember, because K-State entered the last frame in regulation down 6 going in and had a late lead before West Virginia clawed their way back to force overtime. And then after that, it was back and forth. And then K-State, thankfully, pulled away from this game and won it. And like I said, this was a three-way tie for second place going into last night's game. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer postcast, K-State women's basketball, 12th Big 12 win, a big win last night at home against West Virginia, 73-64. In this basketball game, we're going to take a little deep dive into the standings here real quick, if it's going to allow me to, which it will. So K-State now, 23-4. What an update. Well, anyways, we're going to go 23-4 regular in overall, K-State. 12-3. I don't know why it doesn't say that on here, but anyways, the time of the game, didn't say that, but the attendance last night was over 4,000, so another good crowd for K-State women's basketball. Others, besides Aoka Lee, big 34, Serena Sundell, another game in double figures, keeps her streak alive, her own streak alive that she has going. 11 points, a 5 of 10 shooting from the field there as well. Briley Glenn, 8 points. 2 of 5 from the field there. It was perfect from downtown. Only attempted one shot from the three from downtown land. And then Eliza Maupin had 5 points there in the game as well for Kansas State there. So Kansas State, let's see. I know I'm looking at trying to look at numbers here, trying to goggle those up. 47% shooting from the field, K-State last night. And then, but 57% shooting from downtown. They didn't take many threes last night, but every time they took one, they made one. 57% shooting from downtown. And 61% shooting from the stripe there as well. Tex, Briley Glenn got one in this game. Second half chance points, 8. The score was tied 8 times. Lead changed 7 times. Points in the paint. 30 again. The number of the night. Of the day, I should say. 34 to 42 points by Aoka Lee. The rest of them by other players. Fast break points 4. And the bench points 10. Points off turnovers 11 in this ball game. So K-State, monster win last night. For them to keep pace with Oklahoma. If they're going to stay in the thick of the conversation, which they are still with this win. You had to win this game to keep pace with Oklahoma, which is setting the pace right now. Let's see. let's see if I can get Jeff Minnie. Jeff Minnie, and we're going to stay on Aoka Lee here. He commented on the Big 12 Player of the Year worthy about Aoka Lee's chances to get it this year. And he goes on and says, quote, "Yeah, there's no doubt about it. We play 50% of our Big 12 games without her. And I don't know how that will impact that, but I don't think there is a more impactful player in this league and we're back on the podcast. Sorry about that. I was in mid-sentence there. I had to stop it recording for a second there. All right, but pick up where I left off here. I was talking about Jeff Mitty's quote, pulling one of his quotes out from the post-game presser last night about Aoka Lee here, and I'm going to pick up right where he left off, but I don't think there is a more impactful player in this league for their program, and you don't need my quotes for you to do that. All you need to do is watch the game, right? If you don't see the game, go rewatch it. I got asked after the game on the court, how much does she mean to you? I'm like, well, you don't need me to tell you. I mean, you just watch everybody watch the game. I mean, it's pretty easy to see, right?
Got a point, folks.
So, yeah, Jeff Mitty, yeah, he can be definitely straightforward, but sometimes for good reasons there, and I paraphrase some of that right there, and he is dead on about that as well. So, monster win there, and yeah, Aoka Lee, no, without question, means much more to her. We have seen it throughout her career here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's for sure. As K-State with the 34 points beat West Virginia last night, the 22nd team in the country last night, by the count of 73-64 in this basketball game. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri, the Pro Product Podcast, about to come to close. Now we got to check, take a look, take a quick peek at the standings. You know where I'm going with this as well. So, well, actually now, you're locked up. We're going to keep eyes in the front five, right? So, Oklahoma, by a game over Texas and K-State. So, Texas and K-State, they've already played against each other twice. So, K-State tied for Texas for second. Oklahoma leads the conference right now. West Virginia drops back to fourth, Baylor to fifth. So, that's what you're looking at right now. If you're a big Wildcat Purple Nation fan, folks. So, I don't know. I don't know offhand what K-State wants basketball have next. So, we'll just have to, I'll have to go back when I have some time here later on this afternoon or later this evening to see what, who they play next. But I'm pretty sure it'll be a Saturday game. But I don't have the opponent in front of me right now. But so we'll check in on that because we're going, we're about to head into the weekend here already here. The last weekend of February. Can you believe it? Already, so, but Aoka Lee, monster game last night at home in Bramlage. A big game, West Virginia, to keep pace with Oklahoma. You do that and stay in range with Texas as well for a chance to secure a Big 12 regular season championship. So we'll see what happens moving forward, but big game by Big 5-0 last night secures K-State's 12th Big 12 conference victory last night at home against West Virginia. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available. Whenever we do decide whenever we do decide to record K-State content again, I'm hopeful to get Alex on tonight later. Again, I gotta lock some things, but hopefully I can get him on tonight to talk K-State sports, and the topic's going to vary off, so it's been a minute since we had Alex on. We had him on last month, and I'm hoping to squeeze him in here at least for this month as well, so hopefully we'll have him on out there in San Diego, California, so that's kind of the plan there. We'll have another episode up tomorrow, probably looking at previewing what's happening this going into this weekend, including yours truly going down south for the John Brown Half Marathon. So I'm looking forward to doing that on Saturday. Women's K-State women's basketball keeping pace with the rest of the top of the Big 12 standings with Texas, Oklahoma there as well. And I believe track and field, indoor, Big 12s, had Big 12 conference meet this weekend as well. So a lot going on there as well. But for right now, we're going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Big thanks to you guys out there. This is your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate you for finding us and taking the time out of your day whenever you listen to this to give us a listen. If you like what you're hearing, go back and check out the latest on the Pearl Project Podcast, including this week's episodes. We've been pretty consistent, at least for this week. So taking it one step at a time. I just got, for those that don't know, I got moved back up here to KC 2 weeks and a half ago now. So still trying to get into a groove here, but it starts with this podcast. Well, not starts with this podcast, but it does start a little bit with this podcast as well. And I appreciate that as well. So definitely, it's been a solid, productive week so far for the podcast. I'm hopeful to get Alex on here for the bonus edition later on this evening. We'll just have to see how everything shakes itself out. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. You have been listening to another edition, post-casual visits of the Purple Project Podcast. Aoka Lee leads the charge in overtime against West Virginia last night with a big win, 73-64. Go Cats. We'll talk to y'all on another edition coming up this week.